Talk to me a little bit about the dedication today and what this facility means for the future of ag research, not just here in Indiana, but around the globe.
Yeah, this is a huge step in the overall plan around Purdue Plant Sciences that our president, Mitch Daniels, and Board of Trustees initiated in 2013. So one of the central areas was this area of broad area field phenotyping. And that's what this facility is all about, is to really ramp up our capabilities to really world-class status and our ability to measure and monitor what's going on with growing crops and ultimately use that information to help us improve breeding programs and ultimately lead to improved crops.
It's the only facility like this based at a university. How does that elevate, in addition to what Purdue was already doing, but set the bar maybe for the future and goals for the future in agriculture research?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think this is really the sort of the missing area right now in plant improvement. We do a lot of things in greenhouses, but it's the ability to measure what's going on in the field that ultimately plant the geneticists are really looking for, and that's what this is all about. It's about taking field measurements, collecting literally massive amounts of information, and moving those back to people that are worrying about the genetics of that plant and the breeding of those crops. And it's just a huge step forward, because it's not a space that universities have taken a major position in yet. It'll happen because it's an emerging area of science, but it's great that Purdue's really planted the flag in this area, and I think it positions us well to really be a leader in this space.